Checking in now is Alex Newman as we keep the show moving. Alex, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for being with us.
Great to be here. Thank you so much for having me, Brandon.
Thank you. I know you've got a hard out at 8 o'clock, so let me get right to it. Last night, if people go to our my personal website, WVWTV.com, over there at WVWTV.com, they will find my interview last night. I'll scroll down the page here. My interview last night with Rebecca Walzer on collapse of the U.S. petrodollar, bail-ins, bank failures, societal unrest, and how to prepare. It was a 45-minute interview that was quite stellar. It was great to get her response to many things we've been talking about here for a few weeks. I'd like your response. Someone that's lived around the world, also has been following these kind of things for a long time. Number one, I'm sure you saw the footage from the FDIC, November 2022, warning bail-ins are coming. We're concerned about runs. The people in America have more trust in the banking system than those in this room. there are certain things we don't need to tell the American people. It's a need-to-know basis. Now we have Saudi Arabia, apparently at the World Economic Forum, letting it be known they're going to work with the BRICS banking system. They're open to trading, obviously, with something other than the American dollars, the petrodollar. Is this the year? I mean, I'm not a date setter. I know you want to be careful, too, but is this looking like the year you could see the death of the dollar that we all have been talking about for so many decades?
I think it's a very real possibility, Brandon. And, I've actually seen this coming my entire career. When I first got into journalism, fresh out of college, I started seeing all these dots and connecting them. And one of the things that I do is I like to follow the Council on Foreign Relations. There was a wonderful defector from the Council on Foreign Relations, Admiral Chester Ward. He was obviously an admiral, senior military officer, and he spent 16 years in the Council on Foreign Relations. And when he defected, he wrote a book with Phyllis Schlafly. I actually have a copy behind me. It's called Kissinger on the Couch. And one of the things that he says in there is that if you want to know the policy of the United States a few years in advance, all you got to do is read the journal of the Council on Foreign Relations. It's called Foreign Affairs. Well, about 10 years ago, I started noticing that the CFR over and over and over again was pounding the drum for what they described as a multipolar world order. This is a term that your average American never heard before maybe a few months ago when Putin and some of these other different governments from around the world started using it. But this is being engineered by the CFR. So what happened was they hijacked our government. They harnessed the economic and the military power of the United States of America, of the American people. And then they used that to basically put the pieces into place so that this new world order that they've been seeking could come about. But now they still have this problem. They have this superpower based on, at least foundationally, on principles that come out of the Bible, the idea that God created us equally, the idea that he gave us all rights, the idea that the government must punish evil, people who violate your right to life, people who violate your right to property by killing or stealing. And so they've got a major problem. And so it was very clear to me, even early on in my journalistic career when I started, that eventually they were going to pull the rug out from underneath the United States government, from underneath the U.S. dollar. We seem to be approaching that moment very, very rapidly. And it's at the point now where they're talking about this kind of stuff openly. And I suspect that it will probably be coming sooner rather than later. Like you, I'm not a date setter. I'm not going to say it's going to be next week or next year. But I suspect that it's coming. It's coming very rapidly. And I think in a very short period of time, I mean, maybe even overnight, people will wake up and find out that their dollars are worth significantly less than they were before. I do believe that'll spark a global economic crisis, a global monetary crisis. And they've got the pieces. And we talked a little bit about this yesterday. They've got the pieces waiting in the wings. They've got the CBDCs that they want to bring in. The International Monetary Fund has been groomed now for decades to supply the one world currency once the dollar loses its place. So there may be an interim step, and they've talked about this publicly in the CFR Journal and things. Should we go toward regionalized currencies, right? Vicente Fox talked openly about a North American currency. So did Paul Carlucci, the U.S. ambassador under George W. Bush. They talked about a North American currency, so that's a possibility. But I think there's a very good possibility also that they could do like they advertised in The Economist magazine in 1988 and just go straight for the one world currency run by the IMF, which will be they call it the special drawing rights. It's a needlessly complex name for basically what is a global fiat currency based on a basket of global fiat currencies, including the U.S. dollar. So I do feel like we're getting very close, Brandon. When you have the Saudis and the Chinese openly talking about this, and one more data point, and then I'll stop rambling. During the Obama administration, at the Council on Foreign Relations, again, of all places, Timothy Geithner, who was the Treasury Secretary, was asked by a reporter about the Chinese proposal. It was actually a proposal put out by the People's Bank of China, the central bank, about just moving directly toward a one-world currency managed by the IMF for international purposes. And Timothy Geithner was asked about this plan, and his remarks, I think, dropped everybody's jaw to the floor. He said, yeah, we're actually quite open to that. And right after that, the dollar plummeted, right, relative to other currencies. So we know the same people that were running the Obama administration are still running the show under the Biden administration. The people in the U.S. government want this to happen at the highest levels, not your average member of Congress or even your average bureaucrat, but at the highest levels, this decision has been made, and it's going to come, and it's going to take most people by surprise.
Indeed it is. First of all, that was not rambling. That was excellent bullet points of what's going on in the globe, exactly why we have you on. Number two, are you as suspicious as I am, Alex, when you start having the FAA shut down due to some kind of error? And I read one report saying somebody deleted some code. I'm like, yeah, like, I'm stupid enough to believe that they were really working on the system in a live environment like that that could cause airlines to not be able to find the runway. I mean, come on. Number two, then we have the New York Stock Exchange yesterday having to be halted for a while due to some glitch. Number three, we have Bank of America with reports of people missing money from their accounts. And let's see how the people respond to this little test and conditioning. Number four, power substations being shot up on the East Coast and West Coast. Number five, the TVA, Tennessee Valley Authority, at least here in my part of the neck of the woods, puts out through our power company text alerts Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, to expect rolling blackouts. They're going to have periodic blackouts because it's too cold and you guys are at home and you got your heat too high. And so get ready to be without power for 30, 40 minutes to an hour as we share the energy around. I don't ever remember this craziness. This is third world garbage. All of these data points tell me they're conditioning the American people. So when something happens, and I don't know what it's going to be, cyber attack, deliberately done by our own government, a group of people are encouraged to do it by the deep state, so they have plausible deniability. I don't know what's going to happen. Klaus Schwab told us in 2020 a great cyber attack was coming that would make the COVID-19 look like a small, minor disruption. Do you believe the American people are being conditioned so when something happens, the American people respond, well, yeah, we knew there was problems, so you know this is kind of where we're at now? Because it seems to me that's what they're doing, conditioning the American people for the next, you know, false flag. What say you?
I think you're absolutely right, Brandon. And it's funny because about 6 months ago, I started giving talks all around the country about the wave after wave after wave of crises that these deep state globalists, World Economic Forum, Bilderbergers, all these were preparing for the United States. I actually heard Patrick Wood, who I know you know, use the term polycrisis. And it's a very, very good term. The polycrisis of doom, he called it. And, you know, I was speaking around the country on this issue, warning about Cyber Polygon, the cyber exercise they did where they were going to take down the grid. All of these different crises that they have manipulated, and you're right, I think they are preparing the American people to think, oh, well, that sounds reasonable, just like they did with Event 201. Not only, oh, that sounds reasonable, but, oh, look, our wise overlords already had a sense that something like this might happen, and so they were already preparing, and so we should look to them for solutions. And I think we're going to see that in the food crisis that's coming. I think we're going to see that in the energy crisis that's coming. I'm glad you mentioned the energy crisis. This is so significant. A few months ago, I noticed all over the world, all over the Western world, and even in Japan, articles coming out, and they all basically said the same thing, even though they were focused on different countries. So they had articles about France, coming power crisis. They had articles about the United States. They had articles about Finland, articles about Japan, articles about Germany, all over the Western world, almost the same article. Power crisis is coming. There's not going to be enough energy this winter. We've got to save the world from global warming. And of course, the Council on Foreign Relations, to go back to this, in summer of 2022, put out a very significant article in the journal Foreign Affairs. It was called A New Energy Order. So each of these crises is being engineered. You know, the great 1800s lawmaker and philosopher Frederick Bastiat, if you haven't read his book, The Law, out there, folks, I highly recommend that you do. But one of his incredibly astute observations observations was that totalitarians tend to create the poison and the antidote in the same laboratory. What we're watching here is a bunch of poisons being concocted and released on the people by the very same people who are concocting the fake antidote to those poisons. So they're telling us a food crisis is going to come. They're going to offer us a fake solution. Eat bugs, totally transform your food system, wipe out the small independent farmers and ranchers. The new energy order. If you read that foreign affairs article, they tell you what the solution is to the energy crisis, which of course they caused. They're the ones who shut down our power plants, our fossil fuel power plants because climate change, our nuclear power plants because threat to human safety, our hydropower, well, because the river needs to run and the salmon need to spawn, right? So you can't have any energy. And they tell you what the solution is going to be, a new energy order. And if you read the article, they actually describe what that means. Western governments need to take total control of the power grid, just like in the old Soviet system. And actually, the head of the European Union, Ursula von der Leyen, put this out few months ago now. She said, we're going to have to do continent-wide energy rationing, Soviet-style central planning of energy and rationing because there's not enough to go around. So all this is connected, Brandon. They are psychologically preparing us to turn to them as saviors as the crises show up on our shores. And I urge people to take these things into account. You know, the Bible says, the book of Proverbs says, the wise man sees what's coming and prepares himself. Be a wise man, prepare yourself, don't be a fool and get caught off guard, and certainly don't trust the people who created these crises when they come offering fake solutions.
Absolutely. Okay, got 3 minutes before I let you go because I know you got another interview. Here's a headline at worldviewreport.com today. U.S. would run out of munitions in war with China, says a report. Well, yeah, it's because we've been shoving them over to Ukraine to fight a proxy war with the Soviet Union. And now, of course, the Biden administration announces they're giving $400 million worth of 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine. We also have a German minister, defense minister, admitting on video today. Well, here it is right here. She says the quiet part out loud. What did she say? She says, we're at war with Russia. Listen to this. Here we go, control room.
Before I've said already in the last days, yes, we have to do more to defend Ukraine. Yes, we have to do more also on tanks. But the most important and the crucial part is that we do it together and that we do not do the blame game in Europe because we are fighting a war against Russia and not against each other. Thank you.
Well, there you go. So we know we are fighting a war against Russia. World War III has started. We said that in my Siege documentary that came out December 2019. We're already in World War III. There's many reasons I could say it then and even add to it now. So here she just said the quiet part out loud.
Yep. And this all goes right into the transition to the multipolar world order. The U.S. military has been deliberately handicapped. You cannot tell me that the people in the Biden administration doing these things are idiots. They're not. They're very smart. There's a reason they're pushing CRT on our troops. There's a reason they're promoting transgenderism among our troops. There's a reason they're sending our ammunition and our weapons to foreign countries. There's a reason Joe Biden left $80 billion worth of important military equipment behind in Afghanistan. There's a reason they insist that every one of our soldiers and our sailors take these toxic concoctions that we now have the documents proving they knew very well were going to have catastrophic consequences. This is engineered. And this is what we started my segment with, Brandon. They have used and abused the United States now to get the world to its present situation. Now they're left with this potentially dangerous to them superpower with 400 million weapons, lots of wealthy people, many of whom still cling to these outdated ideas that America is a constitutional republic and that government exists to protect our God-given rights. So they're going to have to try to bring us down, and that's what all of this is about,
including, incidentally,
these wars.
Last question. There seems to be America and Europe with the Cecil Rhodes mentality of a Eurocentric world government. America and Europe pushing for this Eurocentric world government. Then you have China and Russia and their partners. What are they pushing for? A Eurasia? In other words, question, are we seeing a fight for who's going to control the world order, America and Europe and their friends, or Russia and China and their friends?
I think a lot of the people, even in very, very senior positions in government, see it that way. Even here in the United States, also in the UK, also in China, also in Russia. But I think when you get one step higher up the pyramid, what you'll find is that Putin is deeply connected to the deep state. Him and Henry Kissinger are like two peas in a pod. They eat at each other's houses for dinner when one is in New York or one's in Moscow.
So this is the Hegelian dialectic process.
It is absolutely the Hegelian dialectic process. And I've got a book behind me by one of the most important defectors to ever come out of the KGB, Anatoly Golitsyn. And he talks about how China and Russia will ally and try to impose the second October revolution on the world. So we're approaching that very rapidly. But behind the scenes, there are forces, and I believe diabolical forces, I mean, powers, principalities out of the Bible, that are engineering all this. And ultimately, they want all of us to line up behind one or the other so that the synthesis will result in this totalitarian one-world system, really modeled on the Chinese model.
Absolutely. TheNewAmerican.com, TheNewAmerican.com, and your website, LibertySentinel.org, right?
That's it. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. And my show every day, on every weekday, on Frank's Beach Lindale TV, 3:30 to 4 Central Time on Lindale 2, and then rebroadcast, I think you said, at 2 p.m. Central and also early in the morning. Hope people will watch, and thank you very much for having me, Brandon. It's always an honor and a pleasure.
It's always great to have you with us. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, sir.
Alex Newman checking in, LibertySentinel.org and TheNewAmerican.com.